morning, everybody. It's really awesome. You know, we can say good morning, church. We don't need to say good morning, churches.
今天早上很高兴能够在这里说，不光是跟一个教会的弟兄姐妹说早安，而是跟两个教会的弟兄姐妹说早安。
Because we are one church in our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
但是其实我们这两个教会在主里面是一个教会。
It's a special joy for us new lifers to join the Wattle Parkers this morning.
今天早上很高兴我们新生命基督徒团契可以跟 Wattle Park 的教会在一起崇拜。
And thank you for your patience in enjoying our interpreter Helen this morning.
谢谢大家，今天早上我为大家翻译。
You get two sermons for the price of one.
我们两个讲道付一份的价钱。
I have a distinct advantage in that I kind of look a lot younger than I really am.
我有一个很占便宜的一个好处，就是我看上去比我实际的年龄年轻很多。
Now, a lot of people would pay a lot of money for this, right?
那很多人要付上很多的代价，看上去年轻。
And you know, I've got my brother David. I'm 7.5 years older than he is.
那我的弟弟 David 坐在这边，我其实比他大七岁半。
And people often say, which of you is the older?
但是我们两个人站在一起的时候，很多人问说，你们两个谁大一点？
You know, growing up, I was just used to people presuming that Kylie was my big sister.
It's just 在我成长的过程中，很多时候人家以为我妹妹凯莉是我的姐姐。
And one of the good things about it is I can get away with a lot more.
那这个看上去年轻的好处就是它使我可以逃避很多东西。
It's like, wow, you're so mature for your age. If only you knew how old I really was.
因为大家会说，你这么年轻，竟然这么成熟。其实他们不知道我几岁了。
Because we do have an expectation that if someone is a certain age, they will have a certain maturity.
因为通常我们会凭着人的年纪来对他有一个期望，他的成熟度是多少。
Oh, your baby crawls. He's 5. Yeah. You expect that.
他说，哦，你的小孩会爬了吗？他是5岁吗？
And in this passage that we're looking at this morning, you can open your Bibles if you have them.
所以如果大家有圣经的话，请翻到今天的经文。
It's the book of First John.
在约翰一书。
And we're going to be looking at chapter 2, verses 12 through 17.
我们会看第二章12节到17节。
Let me read it, and we'll ask the Lord to open our eyes to His Word.
让我来读出以下的经文，也希望神开启我们的眼睛。
1 John chapter 2, verse 12.
约翰一书第二章。
I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
约翰一书二章十二节，小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪藉着主名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里。你们也胜了那恶者。不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, we come to you this morning.
父神，我们今天来到你的面前。
We come to you as the source of life.
我们来到你的面前，因为你是生命的源头。
We come this morning asking for the bread of heaven.
神啊，我们来到这里求天上来的祝福。
We ask that you would give us your living water.
我们求你给我们生命的活水。
This morning we ask that you would be our teacher, that your spirit would speak to us.
今天早上，神啊，我们求你做我们的导师，把你的灵赐给我们。
And that throughout looking into your word now, we would meet with you.
当我们看你的话语的时候，我们会与你相遇。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Well, New Life, we've been looking through the book of 1 John.
在新生命基督徒团契，我们讲到中，现在在看约翰一书。
And so far, we've been looking at what John has written about walking in light and in truth and in love.
那我们已经读到了约翰一书里面说到的，要我们行在光明中，与神同行。
We've been talking about making sure that our lives match our words.
我们有讲到说，我们的行为和生活要与我们所学的相符合。
We've been seeing how our love is made perfect by walking in love.
我们也看到说，神教导我们如何在与他同行的时候，使我们的爱变得完全。
And so I thought it would be great, maybe Wattle Park folk, maybe you can get something from this as well today. We'll just keep going.
那也可能Wattle Park Church 的会众也会在这里面得到的一些好处，所以我们今天继续的学这个经文。
And after our last message, I don't know if some of you went home feeling kind of heavy.
我不知道你们有没有有时候回到家的时候感到心情很沉重。
Maybe some of you kind of went home feeling, oh, I'm such a failure.
有时候可能我们回到家里的时候，我们觉得自己真的是很失败。
Maybe you went home feeling very discouraged.
或者你回到家中觉得你非常的非常的沮丧。
And I don't think that's really John's goal in writing this letter.
我认为约翰写这本书信的，他的目的不是要我们灰心或沮丧。
And so he pauses at verse 12.
所以他在十二节那边就停顿了一下。
And he says, I write to you little children because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
所以他在这里写到说，小子们，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪藉着主名得了赦免。
Well, in these verses, as you've heard, we've got kind of three stages of life.
所以在这些经文里面，我们看到人生好像分为三个阶段。
And we're going to talk about each of them.
那么我们将会一段一段的来讲述。
But this first one, in verse 12, the little children, this is John writing to all of us.
那这第一段他是说小孩子们，其实他是写给我们所有的人。
The Greek word here doesn't mean child as in like baby.
那这个希腊文的原文并不是说小孩子的意思。
It means child in as much as you are your mother's child.
但是它其实的意思就是我们每一个人都是我们母亲的孩子。
You always have been your mother's child, you always will be your mother's child, and you better not forget it, right? You know, you're just your mother's child.
因为我们每一个人都有母亲，所以我们不管我们年纪多小，我们永远是我们母亲的孩子。
And John here says, you children of God.
所以约翰在这里说神的儿女。
I'm writing to you because your sins are forgiven.
我写信给你们因为你们的罪已经被赦免了。
Now the Greek word here leaves absolutely no doubt as to whether this has happened or not.
在希腊文的原文里面这个字用字的里面是没有疑惑的，这个是一定会发生的。
It's not a possibility, you know, maybe your sins are forgiven.
因为他这里所写的语气不是说你可能被赦免了。
It's not even that your sins will be forgiven.
或者是说你的罪将要被赦免。
You know, it's very clear your sins have been forgiven.
而是说你的罪已经被赦免了。
Past tense.
所以是过去式。
And the effect of that forgiveness continues to this time.
而且虽然是过去式，它还是现在和将来的进行时，以后会不断的发生。
Sorry.And John says, if you are a child of God, then you have absolute assurance.
所以约翰在这里说，如果你是神的儿女，你有100%的把握。
Because you see, doubt and condemnation is the devil's game.
因为在这里的疑惑，这个是魔鬼最我们玩的游戏。
And that's the big difference between condemnation and conviction.
在定罪和得救之间是很大的区别的。
God's conviction drives us to repentance and to the cross.
那神使我们认罪悔改在他面前面对十字架。
But the devil's condemnation, he's the accuser of the brethren, it drives us to discouragement and despair.
但是魔鬼却要指责我们，他想使我们沉沦，使我们陷入绝望之中。
And so John says, I'm writing to you, child of God, because your sins are forgiven.
所以约翰在这里说，我写信给你们，小子们呐，因为你们的罪已经被赦免。
And you say, but I don't know, but you know, I look at my life, I don't really deserve that.
但是有时候我们会说，但是我们看一下我们的生命，觉得我们真的不配得。
I'm not really a very good Christian, so I don't really deserve God's forgiveness.
我们有时候不是做的一个很好的基督徒，所以觉得不配得到神给我们的赦免。
And John says, yeah, that's cool because you're not forgiven for your sake.
但是约翰在这里说，你被赦罪不是因为你的缘故。
You are forgiven for Christ's name's sake.
你被赦罪是因为藉着主耶稣基督的名，所以你才被赦。
And John says, "Child of God, take confidence in the absolute forgiveness of your Father."
然后约翰提醒我们说，我们要在被赦罪这件事情上有确定的信心。
And yes, you've messed up, but that means simply that there's room for you to grow.
是的，虽然你做得不好，但是还是有成长和上升的空间。
And so he talks about these different levels of growth.
所以他在这里就讲到了不同层次的增长。
You can follow along there over the next few verses. So I'm just going to categorize them sort of in a logical way.
那所以接下来那几节经文我总结了一下。
And we'll start with the little children that he mentions at the end of verse 13.
那我们在第十三节最后他说到小子们这边开始。
Because this is a different Greek word, little children, than the one we just talked about.
那这里他所用的小子们在希腊文原文里面是跟前面是不同的意思。
The one before meant child of God.
在之前那个意思是说神的儿女。
But this one is Pahedian. It means like baby, infant, half grown.
但是在这边这个小子们这个字是指未成熟的或者是婴儿。
And John says, I've written to you, baby Christians, because you have known the Father.
约翰在这里说，我小子们，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
I've written to you, you little baby Christian, because you now know your Father.
他说，我写信给你们，因为你们现在认识了谁是你们的父。
And I think the excitement John feels here is it's like when you have a baby who's just starting to recognize its mother.
所以这个兴奋的程度就好像说，如果你有一个婴儿，他现在开始认识自己的父母了。
You parents probably know more about this than I do, but you know when they're starting to recognize when you're in the room.
那可能做父母的比我更有资格说这句话，因为当你们看到自己的小孩开始有认知的能力，知道父母是谁。
When they're starting to look for you when you're away.
当你走开的时候，他们会到处的找你。
When they start to be able to call your name.
当他们可以开口叫你。
妈，妈妈，妈妈。
当他们开口叫你妈妈。
All the ladies went, oh.
所以做妈妈的就非常的非常心里非常开心。
John is saying you now know who your father is.
那约翰说，现在你们已经认识了谁是你们的父。
Well done, baby Christian, well done.
所以作为基督徒的婴儿来说，你们做得很好了。
And he's encouraging the young believers in their very new and exciting relationship with God.
所以他在这边是鼓励那些新的基督徒与神建立一个美好的关系。
And sometimes I think as older Christians, we can kind of like,Pooh-pah that sort of dewy-eyed enthusiasm a little bit.
那其实有时候，当我们做基督徒做的时间久一些的时候，我们可能就会比较失去一些当初的那些激情。
And we can look down on their lack of experience or their lack of knowledge.
那我们有时候看那些年轻的基督徒，我们会觉得他们没有什么经验，没有什么很多的知识。
But John says, "Well done. You know who your daddy is. Well done."
但是约翰在这里说，你做得很好，因为你们已经认识父是谁。
Then he talks to the young men.
然后接下去他是跟少年人说。
Because, you know, while you're a baby, it's good, you just know who your daddy is, and you go and you go.
那所以当我们在做婴儿的时候，如果我们认识父亲是谁，已经做得很好了。
But there comes a time that you want to start doing something.
但是等到你成长了以后，就会觉得你要做一些什么事情。
And John praises the young men because they have, verse 13, they have overcome the wicked one.
那在这里约翰就赞美那些年轻人说因为他们已经胜了那恶者。
Young guys often like to wrestle.
那年轻人通常喜欢角力。
Oh, young guys like to pit their strength against an opponent.
那年轻人希望他们是有机会可以把他们的力量用出来。
They like to engage in a contest.
所以他们喜欢或者玩一些这种竞技的这种。
And John says, for you to move from being a little baby to being a young man, you have had to fight some fights.
那所以约翰在这里说，当你从一个婴儿成长为一个少年的时候，你可能要学会去战胜一些东西。
You've had to overcome some obstacles.
你要学会去克服一些困难。
And you've had to stretch those muscles, and you've had to endure a bit of pain.
你要需要去锻炼一下你的肌肉，可能要忍受一些痛苦。
You've had to deny yourself.
你有可能会要否定你自己。
But he says, "Well done."
但是你做得很好。
And I can almost imagine him. He's high-fiving the guys as they come off the field.
但是我几乎可以想象他是怎么样的。
He's saying, "Well done, you've overcome the evil one."
所以他会跟那些年轻人击手说，做得很好，你战胜了那恶者。
And I don't think he's saying that they never lost a fight.
我想他这里并不是说他们从来不打败仗。
I don't think John's saying they did it perfectly.
我认为他并不是说他们已经做得很完美了。
But he's saying, believer, you have endured, you have fought fights against yourself, against the devil, and you are in this place today because you have won some of them.
但是约翰在这里说的，在某一些地方，他们战胜了自己，战胜了魔鬼，所以他们打赢了一些胜仗。
Well, he says, the reason you've overcome in verse 14 is because you're strong.
他在第十四节那边说到说，因为你们刚强，所以你们得胜。
And the reason you're strong is that the word of God abides in you.
而你们所以可以刚强，是因为神的道常存在你们心中。
You see, as we start our relationship with God, and we have this wonderful love for the Lord.
那当我们开始和神建立关系的时候，我们从他那里得到了非常奇妙的爱。
But we need to grow in that.
但是我们需要在这爱里成长。
Grow in the word of God.
我们需要在神的话里得到成长。
Grow in the presence of the living word of God, Christ, in our lives.
所以我们需要在神又真又活的话里面继续成长。
And we need to fight some fights.
我们也需要去打仗。
And we need to have some battles.
我们需要去作战。
And John says, "Well done."
约翰说做得很好。
Good on you.
做得很好。
You have overcome.
你们胜了那恶者。
Then he talks to the mature believers.
然后他就跟那些比较成熟的基督徒。
Verse 13, 14, he says exactly the same thing twice.
在第十三节和十四节，其实他说的是很相像的。
He says, "I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning."
他两次说到父老，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
And it's interesting to note that John's measure of a mature believer is not in knowledge or experience.
那这里很有趣的是，约翰在这里衡量一个成熟的信徒，并不是从他们的经验或者是他们的知识上来衡量的。
No, the fathers are those who have known God.
是那些父老，他们。认识从他起初原有的。
And it's kind of a little different to the knowing that the children do in verse 13.
这个认识从起初原有的跟那些小孩婴儿们认识父是有所不同的。
In verse 13, the children have known the father.
在第十三节那边说到那些儿童他们也认识父。
But the fathers have known him who is from the beginning.
但是那些比较成熟的基督徒，他们认识那从起初原有
的。I think they have a bigger picture of God.
我相信他们看神，他们那幅图画是更加宏观的。
They are exploring the depths of God's character.
因为他们在那边所看到的是有深度、有广度的。
And they know him intimately.
所以他们是跟他有亲密的关系。
And so the ultimate mark of maturity here is in knowing God.
所以我们衡量认不认识神的标准，其实就是说我们怎样认识他。
I really like the way John writes this, though.
我很喜欢约翰在这里所写的。
Because he is so encouraging.
因为他在这里非常的鼓励大家。
John doesn't say that his listeners are perfect.
他并没有说大家是已经是完美了。
He doesn't say they have no problems.
他并没有说信徒已经没有问题了。
In fact, the very fact that he's distinguishing between these levels of maturity would mean they do have some problems.
因为当他在这边区别出来不同层次的基督徒的不同的时候，其实已经指出了他们的有限。
There is some immaturity here.
其实有很多不成熟和很多的问题。
And maybe parents, maybe you've said this to your children even. You know, grow up.
那有时候父母作为父母的会对他们的孩子说：“你快长大吧。”
My friend says, "At your age, not your shoe size."
然后我的朋友就说你应该按照你的年龄来做事而不是按照你穿鞋的尺码来做事。
And usually when we say grow up, it's an incredibly critical thing, pointing out all of your weaknesses and failures and immaturities.
其实当我们叫别人快点长大吧，快点成熟吧，从某一个方面来说也是指出他们的不成熟和他们的不足。
But John doesn't do that.
但是约翰并没有这样做。
He says, you little...Baby Christians, well done. You know who your father is. Well done.
所以约翰在这里说，那些婴儿的基督徒说，你们做得很好，因为你们认识父是谁。
Young men, you've been fighting and fighting. You've got struggles and issues, but you're overcoming. You have overcome. Well done.
少年人，虽然你们有很多的问题和挣扎，但是你们战胜了这些，做得很好。
You mature believers, you have known your father. You've known God. Well done.
对于成熟的基督徒来说，你们深深地认识神，所以你们做得也很好。
And John is really encouraging his believers.
所以约翰在这边是非常鼓励那些信道者。
And he's challenging them to grow.
而且他挑战他们希望能够成长。
But in such a warm and inspiring way.
但是他是以激励的温和的方式来帮助他们成长。
I don't know. Maybe there's a lesson even there for parents. How you talk to your children.
那可能当我们想到作为一些父母在跟孩子说话的时候，这也是有用的。
Do you affirm the good that is there?
你是不是会肯定他们做得好的呢
？And challenge them to continue to grow.
然后挑战他们继续的不断的成长。
But he is saying that they do have room for growth.
但是他这里说，他们确实是有成长的空间。
And he finishes this little section by saying, you know, I'm writing to you children, I'm writing to you young men, I'm writing to you grown fathers.
他在这一段里面写到，我写给你们小子们呐、少年人呐和父老们。
You all have some good things.
你们都做了很好的。
But you've also got room to grow.
但是你们还是有继续成长的空间。
And here's a warning for all of them in verse 15.
然后在第十五节这边，他就给我们大家一个警告。
And he says, "Don't love the world."
说到不要爱世界。
Well, some of us try to get around that.
但是我们中间有一些想办法要调整这样的。
Well, I don't love the world.
我们说我们不爱这世界。
I just like this and this and this and this, which happens to be in the world.
我只是爱这个这个这个或者那个在世界上的事。
And John's not going to let you get away with that.
所以约翰在这里并不放过你。
So he says, don't love the world or the things that are in the world. Okay, none of those either.
所以约翰在这里说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And he says the reason is that some loves are incompatible.
那他在这里所说的原因就是因为有一些爱是不能够并存的。
Now I hope parents, you know, you manage to love all your children equally.
那我希望可能我们做父母的如果我们很多小孩我们可以平等的爱他们
You know, it doesn't matter. If you have another son, you love him just as much as you love your daughter. And, it, you know, it's just your love is expansive and grows.
所以说如果说你有一个儿子或你可以爱他跟爱你的女儿一样这个是可以调整的
But some loves are incompatible.
但是有一些爱是不能够并存的
If I was to meet a wonderful girl and decide to propose to her and tell her I love her with all my heart,
那如果说我遇到一个可爱的女孩，我决定向她求婚，然后跟她说我全心全意爱她。
I wouldn't honestly be able to love her with all of my heart if I met someone else and also tried to love her with all of my heart.
那如果说我又碰到另外一个可爱的女孩，我当然不可能说全心全意同时爱两个不同的人。
And John says our love for God is meant to be the preeminent part of our lives, not just a prominent part of our lives.
那所以说，约翰在这边所说的，我们对神的爱应该是全心全意的付出。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father, frankly, is not in him.
因为如果说我们又要爱父，又要爱这世界，是不可能的。
And he can hear you saying, because you're saying, well, what is the love of the world? You know, what's that?
那所以他有可能听到你说，啊，那么爱世界，什么样算是爱世界呢？
And so he summarizes it.
所以他在这里总结了。
Verse 16, though, he explains that basically it's all that is in the world.
在第十六节这边，他其实总结了就是世上所有的事。
Everything that this world has to offer us.
就是这个世界所能够给我们提供的。
The brightest and best, I mean, everything that the world can offer is contrary to the love of God.
所以无论这个世界能够给我们提供什么，都是和与神的爱是相反的。
The lust of the flesh.
肉体的情欲。
Now it's really easy for us the way we use the word lust these days. You know, we picture this as sexual immorality.
因为在我们现今的世界，其实是很容易就能够想象到这个肉体的情欲是怎么一回事。
And it certainly includes that.
那这边也包括了这些。
But it's so much more.
但是其实这个是包括了很多。
It's talking about the desires of our physical life.
其实这边肉体的情欲是。指我们对我们肉身的欲望
，our appetites，
所以我们有时候对很多东西觉得有很有兴趣
，our comforts，
而且我们的安逸舒适
，and it could be anything from drug abuse to overeating，
所以可以从吸毒那些一直到我们暴食暴饮暴食。
You can remember that, Jackson, when we have lunch after church.
Jackson 可以等到我们等会吃饭的时候，你要记住这一点。
John's saying anything that's of this world. I mean, if that's what you're pursuing, if that's what you're delighting in, if that's what you seek for your comfort and satisfaction,
所以约翰在这边说的，就是说你所要寻求的安逸、享受这一切的一切，世界所能够给你的。
He warns about the lust of the eyes.
他这边也。有向我们警告说要提防眼目的情欲。
The things that what did I write down? Designed to gratify our sight.
所以就是那些我们所看到的。
Things that just look nice.
所以看上去美丽的、漂亮的事物。
Things that make us look nice.
或者是有些东西使我们看上去漂亮。
Badges and status symbols.
所以有很多的身份地位这些所谓的象征。
I remember we lived in Mombok, a beautiful home.
啊，我记得我们以前住在 Mombok 那边啊，很美丽的家。
Had a lovely view of the mountains.
所以能够看到很美丽的山景。
And my grandparents decided to sell the place.
然后我的外祖父母决定要把这个产业卖了。
And the real estate agent says, "Too bad, it's not on the other side of the street."
啊，那个中介就说，很不幸就是。这个在马路的另一边。
And it turned out that our side of the street was Mombok.
你们因为他们那个房子所在的这一边是属于 Mombok。
But the other side of the street was the patch.
但是那个马路对面一边是属于另外一个区。
And it didn't matter that our place had a more beautiful view than any of the houses on the other side of the street.
所以但是因为那个对面区比较贵，所以不管我们这一边景色怎么样，更胜一筹。
Being in the patch could add a cool $10,000-$20,000 to your sale price.
所以说如果是属于对面街的那个区，我们就很容易的就可以卖出高一点的价格。
John says, "Beware of the lust of the eyes."
约翰这里说要提防眼目的情欲。
The vanity of life.
因为生命是虚空的。
It even is talking about just covetousness. You might not even have it.
因为当我们说到这些的时候，其实很多时候我们并不拥有这些。
You're content to just think and dream about it.
有时候我们自己只是想象。
And John says, "Beware."
但是，约翰说不一定要做，但是你还是要小心。
And then he says, "Beware the pride of life."
并且他在边说今生的骄傲。
And for me, I think this is probably the most dangerous of the three.
我认为这一项可能是这三样之中最危险的。
The pride of life.
今生的骄傲。
Boasting.
因为我们夸耀自己。
Smug self-satisfaction.
我们自己。自吹自擂。
Enjoying the sound of your own voice.
我们很喜欢听自己的声音。
As the preacher stops to consider. I mean, I've known people who are very, very careful to guard their life in the first two areas here.
我知道有很多人对于前面这两项，肉体的情欲和眼目的情欲，他们非常小心地谨守他们的心。
And they took pride in the fact that they lived so simply.
但是他们却为他们能够做到这些而骄傲。
They took pride in the fact that they disciplined their bodies so well.
他们有时候就非常骄傲地认为他们能够这样地克制己身，做到前面这两项。
And John says that all of this,
但是约翰说，不止前面这两样，所有的这一切，
everything the world has to offer,
所有这一切世界所可以给予我们的，
is not of the Father,
不是从父来的，
it's of the world,
乃是这个世界来的。
Even in this though, John is so encouraging.
但是即便如此，约翰还是非常的鼓励。
Because he's not there saying, stop sinning, stop sinning, stop sinning.
他并没有在那边激我们说，你可以不要再犯罪了吗？
No, he said, I want you to understand this because there's a reason.
他这样说，他说我希望你们能够理解，因为这个是有原因的。
Verse 17, the world is passing away.
因为在十七节这边说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
He said, I want to warn you about this because I don't want you to miss out.
他说我要警告你，因为你要知道，当一切过去的时候，你不想错过。
Every moment, every cent you spend pursuing the love of the world is gone.
所以你所花的每一分每一秒追求这世界上的东西，有一天要成为过去。
It's all going to disappear.
都将消失。
But he who does the will of God abides forever.
但是唯有遵行神的旨意的，要永远长存。
And John says, little children of God, this is what you're made for.
所以约翰说，神的子民啊，这就是为什么你被造。
This is what you're called to.
这是为什么你被呼召。
And don't settle for anything less.
所以你不要为了这一些而丢掉那更大的。
Don't let the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, don't let these things rob you of your eternal blessings.
所以不要因为肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，把你永生的福气给抢夺了。
He says, grow.
他说要成长。
Mature.
所以要成熟。
Be a person that God has made you to be.
所以要成为神愿意你所成为的人。
Grow so that you can say that you know the Father.
你要成长，所以你可以说我认识父是谁。
Because he who does the will of God abides forever.
因为唯独遵行神旨意的要永远长存。
John has this incredible passion of what he wants for us.
所以约翰对于他要想我们做什么的事有非常大的热情。
And it's nothing new because it's the passion of what God the Father wants for us.
因为这对我们并不是新的，其实这就是神要我们所做的。
This is why Christ came.
这就是为什么基督要来到世界上。
And in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul said,
在腓立比书，保罗，使徒保罗说,
I have not yet understood or arrived at that which I was claimed for.
他说我还没有达到那个我所被设定的所要达到那个境界。
But I'm pressing forward so that I can get that prize that I was bought for.
但是我却在非常努力地向着标杆直跑。
This is what it's about, friends.
所以这个就是神所要对我们所说的话。
And this week when we go to work and when we go to school,
所以这个星期当我们去到我们的工作、我们的学习场所，
This week when you make the beds or do the dishes,
然后在你铺床或者是你洗碗碟的时候，
This is what it's about.
所以其实这个就是我们生命的意义所在。
About walking in maturity in our relationship with God.
就是在我们与神的关系中能够不断地成熟成长。
All that's of the world is going to pass away.
因为这世上和其上的一切都将过去。
But he who does the will of God abides forever.
但是唯独遵行神旨意的将要永远长存。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we do thank you.
父神，我们感谢你。
We thank you that we can call you our Father.
我们感谢你可以称你为父亲。
And we thank you, Lord, that we can know you.
我们感谢你，我们可以认识你。
And we praise you for your grace and empowerment in our lives. We thank you for your Spirit that calls us continually to relationship and fellowship with you. And I just pray, Lord, today that each one of us would be able to search our hearts. Little children, young men, and fathers. That we would each be able to search our hearts and know that we are doing your will. We thank you for the promise of your blessing. We thank you for the fellowship that we enjoy. We praise you for your word. And for this special time together. And we pray all this in Christ's name.